they would not necessarily like to be famous. Everyone else in here wants to be like actually famous? No, not necessarily. You just had to pick? Okay, real quick. If you would not like to be famous, why would you maybe not like to be famous? What are some reasons maybe you think about that and that's not the best thing that you would actually want for yourself? Why? Why might they?
Oh, okay.
Yes, Matthew.
I want to be famous by just saying every single thing you do is documented. Like, everyone knows what you do.
Very simple, yeah.
There's no privacy. Yes, Madison.
And also, you're busy all the time.
And you're also busy all the time. Yeah, like you have no time just to relax. Right? Good, good. I was thinking about this idea of, hey, would I like to be famous or not? I hear a lot of students come up to me and they say, yes, I'd love to be famous, or be a famous football player or whatever. And then I think about that, and I think about who would I like to be if I was famous. But bigger than that, would I even like to be famous? Like, is that something I would really want for myself? And I do a lot of good stuff sometimes. And I'm totally cool with people seeing the good and cool stuff I do. Right, Kayla? Like, I do a lot of... So I would be okay with that, but there's also a lot of really stupid stuff that I do, okay? Like, a lot of just really dumb stuff. And I don't think, personally, I would like people seeing all the dumb stuff I do. And you see some of these celebrities, like Britney Spears shaving her head, or, different things like that, that turn up where people do dumb things, and that's documented. Everybody sees it. Everybody knows about that. And I don't know if I would like that. But here's the thing, Madison. Here's the thing. the deal is, even though we're not celebrities, no one in here is a celebrity, everyone oftentimes at one time or another feels like, even though, yeah, celebrities get watched all the time, we often feel like, yeah, we're being watched all the time. Maybe we're being watched by our friends, our peers, people around us, people in our classrooms. Maybe if they're not even around, we feel like we're being watched by them. Maybe we feel like we're being watched by our parents. And so we begin to create a certain self. We begin to create ourselves acting a certain way because other people are watching us. We don't act like ourselves because we're ourselves. We act like a certain thing because everyone is watching us. And we want to act a certain way because of that. Now, here's a few examples of this. If you're hearing me, like, hey, that's not me, maybe some of these you will relate to. Maybe it's you being a part of a sport. Maybe that's football, basketball, volleyball, swimming, diving, something of that sort. And you continually, maybe at the beginning of that sport, yeah, you did like it. But maybe now you're in a position, now that you're in high school, that you continue to do that sport, not so much because you love that sport, but maybe because of your parents. Maybe it's because your parents just continually feel filled up when they watch you do a certain sport, so you continue to do it, even though you don't love it like you used to, and you know it's not really going anywhere. You continue to do it because of them. You act a certain way because other people are watching. Maybe it's because, maybe it's lunch or something like that, and all your friends are making some fun of someone. Maybe they're right there and you're looking at them, or maybe it's behind their back. And all your friends are making fun of someone, and normally that's not you. Normally you don't jump in and make fun of someone. That's not like you to do that. But because everyone else is doing it, you just naturally jump in on it. And you think, hey, maybe it's not a big deal to make fun of their big nose or something like that, right? And so you just jump in and start doing it. You don't think a thing about it. But that's not you. You normally would not do that. But yet you're doing it because everyone is watching. Here's a big one for high school. I know this was a big deal when I was in high school, which, believe it or not, was not that long ago. I remember the pressures of all my friends talking about their relationships. And so when I was in a relationship, I felt pressure to do certain things with either this girl, right, or maybe it's that guy. And you feel pressure that you have to do certain things in your relationships because, believe it or not, you know this, if they're watching or not, they're watching. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're there or not, they're going to know about it. And so you feel like, hey, I got to go back and I got to talk to my friends, you know, the week after and tell them, oh yeah, we did this, this, and this. Because for some reason, you feel like you have to act a certain way because everyone is watching. We put on like this fake self. In fact, there's a psychology term for this. How many of you guys have taken like high school psych? Yes, high school psychology, great. They still offer that nowadays. They still teach you things, great, awesome. Okay, Yes, I took a high school psychology class, and they taught us this one thing. I don't remember who came up with it, but it's called the looking glass self. And this idea of the looking glass self is that you see yourself through the lens of how other people see you. You see yourself through the lens of how other people see you. So you don't see yourself as you, you see yourself from how other people view you. Okay? So yourself, your view of yourself is like a false self. Does that make sense? It's how other people view you, not how you view yourself. This is a big issue, right? And it's built into our brains to be able to be tempted towards that peer pressure, right? But we want to talk about how God really wired us, how God truly wired us, and how he views us, okay? And not how we necessarily view ourselves. And so there's some Bibles maybe at some of your tables, but if you don't have a Bible or a Bible app, go ahead and grab a Bible from the back there out of the Bible cart. And I'm going to make this verse finding really easy for you guys, okay? So if you don't have a Bible, go ahead and get one. Go ahead and get one. Grab some. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. It's easy to find. Easy to find. First chapter of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. We did. This was last week's message. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. All right, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Can I have someone help us out and read that for us out loud? Can someone read that for us out loud? Verse 27. Verse 27. Someone want to read that? Yes. There'll be another one to read. Oh, he'll read another one. Don't worry about Madison. Yes.
Verse 27?
Yes.
Okay. So God created humans.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, this is really interesting here, okay? And we're going to slow this down. We're going to break this down a little bit, okay? God took 5 days to create all kinds of things. He created, and we talked about it in that summary of the worship stuff that we did. He created day and night, and he created land and water, and he created animals to live in all those different places, and he created plants. He created all kinds of things on the first 5 days. But on the sixth day, the last day that God worked, God stopped. And he had everything else made, and then he created people. He created man, and he created woman. And he looked at people, and he said, these people remind me of myself. Okay, these people are like a reflection of me. Okay, and maybe you guys kind of automatically understand this a little bit, that you're different than like a dog, right? Like you're not a dog, so you're a little bit more developed, or you're a little bit different than them. And the verses following this, God walks that out. He says, hey, all these animals are under your domain. All these plants are under your domain. We're a little bit different than other things, right? So we can automatically identify that and see that in creation. But God says it and takes it a step farther. Not only are we different, no, we're different because we're in his image. That's a big deal. And that's not saying, like, and I can't say this like 1,000% confidence. It's not saying, like, Carter, you have God's hair. You know? Or like, Kayla, you totally have God's eyes. Like, oh my gosh, like when I look at your eyes, that's just like God's eyes right there. Like, no, it's not that at all. Right? It's not talking about like God looking and walking around like me and he's my doppelganger or whatever. It's not like that, okay? It's more so God saying, I see in their personality, in their heart, in the way that their mind works, I see myself in that. I see myself in that, okay? Now, for many of us, when we look in the mirror and we think either, hey, you know, I love, or maybe I don't love who I am, okay? Sometimes we look at like our physical appearances, sure, but a lot of times we look at who we actually are. I look at my pride. I look at my anger, and I say, man, I don't like that. I don't like that at all, right? I don't like myself. But the truth is, I need reminding that God created me just the way I am for a reason. And we've been in this series called Wired, and this is actually our last week of Wired. Next week, we're going to do Packing Event, and then we're going to start a new series just after that. This is our last week of Wired. And in the series Wired, our kind of theme verse has been out of Matthew. It's a passage of scripture where a guy walks up to Jesus and he's trying to trick Jesus. And so he asks Jesus, he says, hey, what's the greatest commandment? Like out of the Old Testament, like what's the greatest commandment? Because there's 627 or so. Which one's the greatest of them all? And he's trying to trick Jesus with that, okay? And Jesus answers with a very clever answer. He gives him three commandments by saying two of them in one phrase, but he was asked to give one, but he really says three all together, okay? What he says, he just says, the first and the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. That's the first and the greatest commandment. The second is just like it. The second is to... Boom, I heard from two different people. To love your neighbor as yourself. I think it's really interesting here because they could have completely left out the as yourself. Those are two words that they did not have to include in that second commandment, but Jesus added them for a reason. He put them in there for a reason, okay? And I believe it's this. I don't think we can truly love others until we learn to love ourselves. We can't learn to love God's creation and only like love part of it and not love ourselves. We are God's creation. We have a lot of social activists out there right now who are like, hey, I'm going to go do this, this, and this to love people. But I personally don't believe they can truly, fully, in God's way, love others without looking in the mirror and loving who they are, who God created them to be. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, I want to go serve others, I want to love other people, that's great. But you first must learn to love yourself. Now, it also said the first commandment was to love God. Now, here's the thing. A little trippy. Again, I think the amount that we can love God, the capacity that we can love God, is only through the lens of the capacity that we can love ourselves. Okay? Because to love God, we must first love His creation. To understand and to see God and to love who God is, how can we do that without first loving what He made and the reflection of Himself? You are the reflection of God. How can you not love yourself and love God, right? So it's learning how to love ourselves so that we can learn to love God. And that's a little trippy, right? But all we've talked about, you can't really do it in its full capacity unless you learn how to love yourself. Now, if you're thinking, man, like I look in the mirror and I hate myself. And I just don't think I will ever get there. How can I ever love God or love others? Because I'm never going to love myself. Okay, if you're thinking that that's you, and I've been there, okay, totally been there. Here's the thing. We're going to do two things this week, okay? Your leaders, as you guys walk out discussions, will have papers for you. And what I want you to do, and I did this past week, but I did it a little bit of a different way. I came up with a phrase, okay, that I could say to myself every day, because let's be honest, we need reminding of this. We need real reminding of this every day, if not every hour in our lives, right? Reminding that we're made in the image of God, that we're made good, that we're God's masterpiece, that we're not crap, okay? And I needed reminding of that. So every day this week, I looked in the mirror at myself and I said this, and this might be a little cheesy to you, and that's okay. I said, God made you to be you. God made you to be you. And I said that to myself, right? So it's a little weird to find myself. I understand. Weird. But anyways, I did that. And it's helpful. It helps. When you don't hear those things and all you hear is that you're crap at school and from your family and that's all that you receive, we need to know that God made us to be a masterpiece. We need to understand that and to see that. And so what I want you guys to do this week, and you guys will be able to do this in your group, is there's these little sheets that you're going to be handed out. And in the very top slot, I want you to write a phrase. It doesn't have to be my phrase. It can be your phrase, whatever phrase you want it to be. Okay? You paraphrase it however you want to paraphrase it. But the idea is the same. God made you to be you. God made you for a reason, just the way you are. And I want you every day to fold down what you had just written and to write it again. And to write it again. And to write it again. And again. And again. You can write it in different fonts or different hearts or whatever. I don't care. But write it over and over and over every day. That's the first thing. The second thing I can't really follow through as well with you on, guys. But this is it. This is where it all comes down to. You can write it until the cows come home. Okay? But until you accept it, it means nothing. It means nothing. And so what I want to ask you guys to try to do this week is just to begin to accept that. That as you look into the mirror, not only do you say God made you to be you or whatever you want to say, but that you can believe that. And in your heart, you believe that you're good enough. That in your heart, you believe that you're a masterpiece, that God made you to be you, not something else. God made you to be you, okay? And so that's the second thing. You guys are going to go ahead and jump into your groups. I'll get up towards the end, and we have one more little thing that we can do, but otherwise, this is your guys' group time. Go for it, okay?